As that globe spins behind me with all the lights on it, I remember when we first had that in 92, there wasn't very many lights on there at all. How many of you remember? I think maybe 10 or so. Now look at it. And you know what? We are the anchor. I guess you could say the mother church, mother school right here that has produced that. In just a few days, in fact, after I preach on Sunday morning, August the 20th, I'll be flying out to go. May 20th, I'll be flying out to Samoa and then on over to Rama Samoa and then on over to Rama, Australia and then back home. But you see, I get to go and see, and I try to bring back as much video as possible so you can see. Because when I go, you go. You know, you may not physically go, but you go. We all are making a difference in the world today. I want to look at the 11th chapter of Hebrews today. You know, there is, in this chapter, there are some heroes that are mentioned. Actually, you know, Hebrews 11, 1, or 11th chapter of Hebrews is actually could be called God's Hall of Fame of Faith. Anybody ever visited one of the Hall of Fames here in the U.S., different things, you know? I didn't realize there's over 200 Hall of Fames, you know. I've been to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta, Georgia, Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts, NASCAR Hall of Fame in Charlotte, North Carolina, Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville, Tennessee. That's just to name a few of the ones that most people know about, but there's a whole bunch of others that some people don't even know. Did you know that there's an International Space Hall of Fame in Alamogordo, New Mexico? Some people are shaking their head yes, some are no. Did you know there's a Hall of Fame for Great Americans in Bronx Community College in New York City, New York? See, but there's a lot of Hall of Fames. I mean, high schools have Hall of Fames that they put people in. In fact, I'm in Canterville Bible Academy. I got inducted up there. There's a lot of places like that. But I want to tell you what, there's no place like God's Hall of Fame of Faith. You know, how did these people get there? Because they did great exploits in the name of the Lord. They were faithful to serve God in difficult times. They obeyed God even when it looked impossible. You know, some of them are listed by name. Others are by their deeds. Some of them did phenomenal things, you know. And these that are listed in God's Hall of Fame there in 11th chapter of Hebrews, they become great role models to follow. You know, people are always looking for a role model. Well, look in the Word of God, you find some good work. Number one, you find Jesus Christ. But then you find some regular people that know how to follow God. Now, imagine your name being listed. Whether you realize it or not, God's Hall of Fame of faith is still being added to. So what is the criteria? See, there's a criteria for being inducted into one of these fames, Hall of Fames. I was just listening on Friday, I think I was listening to the one of the sports radio stations, and they were talking about the criteria of getting into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And it was this person, because they're retiring, would they be eligible? And they went down, they said, most definitely. And they went down all of the list of how many catches he had, how many yards, and all the things. And they said, most definitely he has the credentials. What is the common denominator for the criteria for all of these people in Hebrews chapter 11, God's Hall of Fame of Faith? The common denominator, the thing that you have to look at, is F-A-I-T-H, faith. You know, now, what is faith? Well, I haven't talked about this in a long while here, but actually, Hebrews 11 and 1, the writer of Hebrews, he doesn't lose any time in explaining to you what faith is. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Let's read it from the J.B. Phillips version. Now faith means putting our full confidence in the things we have hoped for. It means being certain of things we cannot see. In the CEV version, faith makes us sure of what we hope for and gives us proof of what we cannot see. You know, the Amplified. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. I mean, Hebrews 11:1 is the definition of faith. And, you know, when you get a hold of this and begin to use it in your life, things change. I like what Smith Wigglesworth said. He said, there's something about believing God that would cause him, that is God, to pass over a million people to get to you because of your faith. Now, Wigglesworth said that in his book, but I've heard my dad say it. I mean, I don't know how many times I've heard him say that. And many of you that have sat under his ministry have heard him say it many times yourself. And if you've listened to some of his tapes, and now we're trying to get everything on CD, you've heard it. Now, in Strong's Concordance, it says, the Greek word faith has a threefold meaning: persuasion, moral conviction, reliance. Well, as you look at these people in chapter 11 of Hebrews, they had reliance and assurance in their heart that God would answer them. They had a conviction that what they couldn't see was already a reality in the spirit realm and would become a reality in the natural realm. They were persuaded that if God said it, it was going to happen. So by faith, these champions, these heroes, if you want to call them that, in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, they tapped into the unseen realities of God by faith. You know, if you look into the New Testament, every individual that received from God, they did it with faith. Salvation is by faith. Healing is by faith. In fact, I can quickly give you Mark 5 with the woman with the issue of blood. Luke 5 with the house of the presence, power of the Lord was present to heal them. Only him God healed. Mark 10, blind Bartimaeus. All of them, it said, when he saw her faith, the woman with issue of faith, she was healed. When he saw their faith, even though the power of the Lord was present to heal them, none of them got healed. He said, when he saw their faith, he told a man to walk. Blind Bartimaeus, he told him, your faith has made you whole. You see, these people were persuaded that it was going to happen. You know, as we begin to look at this, if you have faith, you're persuaded that the unseen is as real as the seen. Now, how many of you have ever seen electricity? You've seen the effects of electricity, but you haven't seen electricity. You see, and if you really want to see the effects of it, grab a hold of this wire and this wire at the same time. You don't see faith, you see the effects of faith. Right? You know, it says there that there's hope. Isn't that what we read in 11:1? Huh? Let's go back and read that again. I want to make sure. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, you have hope that God will help you, but you have faith knowing that it is going to happen. You know, you would say hope longs for things. Faith makes it become a reality. Hello, how many understand that? You know, hope longs for stuff, but faith makes it become a reality. You know, faith caused these ordinary people in Hebrews 11 to become famous for doing exploits for God. Now, as we begin to look at this, these people that had a reputation of the faith and doing things beyond normal, it says in Hebrews 11:2, by it, faith, elders have attained a good testimony. It was this kind of faith that won their reputation for the saints of old. In J.B. Phillips, the Living Bible says, men of God, and that's mankind, what meaning there, men of God in days of old were famous for their faith. This is talking about these people that are listed in this chapter. You know, Enoch pleased God by faith. By faith, Abel offered an offering that pleased God. By faith, Noah built an ark. By faith, Abraham obeyed God. By faith, Sarah had a son when it said she couldn't have one. By faith, Moses chose to live for God rather than live in the palace of the Pharaoh. By faith, Rahab acted on behalf of those spies and was protected because of it. Great champions of faith are mentioned in this 11th chapter. I named a few of them, but here's some more: Gideon, David, Samson, Barak, and others. Now, by faith, some of these triumphed over things that were seemed impossible. David triumphed over the giant. That wasn't possible, but he did it. Some escaped from their enemies. By faith, some were delivered. By faith, others were faithful to the end. By faith, they got victory over everything that they come in contact with. These champions of faith that are listed have passed away, but they're not forgotten. Hebrews 12:1 says, a great cloud of witnesses who are cheering us on to run our race of faith. By looking at these champions, heroes some people call them, it should give us the courage to rise up and walk by faith ourselves. If God doesn't change, if God is still the same, if God did it for them, he'll do it for us. Either he will do it for us or he's changed. I mean, it's just that simple as far as I'm concerned. You know, if you could hear them, they're probably saying, come on, walk by faith in God. You can make it if you have faith in God. So keep on with faith. Keep on walking with faith. You know, Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You see, to become a champion of faith, you have to please God, and you can't please God without faith. You have to move with God by faith. You have to give by faith. You have to obey by faith. You have to receive the impossible by faith. You endure afflictions by faith. You make the right choices by faith. Whatever God tells you to do, you can do by faith. It may not look like it. It may look impossible. People may tell you it's impossible. But if God said it, it's not impossible. Because the Bible says it may be impossible with man, but it's possible with God. You know, as we begin to look, and let's go back. We talked about these people of the Old Testament. Let's look at the champions of faith in every era. I look at the disciples in the first century who took the word of God and the power of God to their world. I look into the second and third centuries to the early church fathers, Tertullian, Polycarp, Augustine, Ignatius, Justin Martyr, and others who refuted the false doctrines of their day and kept the faith. In the early 1500s, a young priest named Martin Luther started a reformation by defying the religion of his day and began to declare, salvation is by faith alone. You read the story, and he was doing penance, crawling up those Sistine Chapel steps with glass and stuff in it, doing penance for his salvation. And he jumped to his feet and said, the just shall live by faith. And through the centuries, there have been many champions of faith that marched across the pages of history. John Wesley, John Knox, George Whitefield, just to name three. In the 19th century, you read of people like D.L. Moody and Charles Finney and Billy Sunday. The 20th century, John G. Lake, Charles Parham, William Seymour, Smith Wigglesworth, Amy Semple McPherson, Charles Price, the great Canadian evangelist. And later on, another group joined those as a long-legged young man walked out of the hills of Oklahoma about 1947 by the name of Oral Roberts. And along with him came those others, William Branham, T.L. Osborne, Gordon Lindsay. And I could name a whole bunch, and I can put another name in there that I'm named after. Kenneth E. Hagin was a champion of faith. The common denominator of everybody that I have mentioned right here. All the way going back to the 12 disciples, the common denominator is that one word, F-A-I-T-H, faith. Whatever they did by faith in God, by believing that the word of God was true. And today, Rhema Bible College here in the U.S. and 252 of them around the world is still training champions in faith. Just yesterday, Tad Gregrich spoke at the graduation ceremony in Haiti. 252 champions received the baton to carry the word of faith to their nation. Who are these champions of faith? They're you. But they put it up. They wasn't supposed to. They're all of those. I thought they were going to leave it down the whole time I preached. I guess somebody got their signal. I guess I got my signals crossed. Who are they? They're those. They're you. They're over 60,000 graduates of Rhema schools all in, and then all of the members of the Rhema churches all over the world, the young, the old, those with little education, those with doctor's degrees, the known and the unknown, the preachers and the music people, the invisible ministers behind the scenes, the help ministries in the children and the youth and all of the other areas. What are these champions of faith from the Rhema Bible schools doing? They're planting churches and pastoring. They're traveling the world preaching the gospel. They're helping faithfully in the ministry of helps in their local church. They're practicing ethical faith and management in the business world. See, God's got his champions everywhere. In the business world. Many sitting in this congregation right here and many around the world, they're practicing their faith in the medical field. And we're all involved by faith in giving. We're all involved by praying for more laborers to go into the harvest field and for those laborers that are there. We're obeying God by faith. In 1973, when Dad said we're going to start a Bible school, and he told me to do it, and I sat down there that summer, that May of 74, to put together Rhema Bible College. I wasn't educated as an educator. I had Bible and theology. I mean, that's what I studied. Studied Christian education to know how to do some things. Not, I'm talking about Sunday school and youth group and stuff like that. Was I qualified? No. Did God ask me to do it? Yes. And I sat down by faith and put it together. And now 44 years, I think, later, this on May the 18th, we'll graduate another group of them. What am I saying? If God calls you, He will qualify you. You can look at yourself and say, I am qualified to do whatever God asked me to do. By faith, I will do it. That's what you got to get that attitude. You know, this has been International Rhema Day, but this has also been a day whenever I have talked to you about joining God's Hall of Fame of Faith. You know, by faith, Rhema will continue to do what it's been doing. By faith, I'll continue to do what I've been doing. Today, I want to challenge everyone that's hearing my voice to stand up with the spirit of faith and be counted as one that can be inducted into God's Hall of Fame of Faith. Hallelujah to Jesus. Anybody get anything out of this? Anybody understand why I'm trying to tell you today? You can become a champion of faith and add your name to that list. You see, those names have been added. God is still adding names to the list. Hallelujah. And one day, when we all stand up there, we'll see all, including ourselves, the champions of God's Hall of Fame of Faith. Heavenly Father, I've tried to encourage these people today to step up and to be all they can be for you. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen and amen and amen. Listen, I never like to have a service, no matter what I preach on, that I don't give an opportunity for somebody to find Jesus. With your heads bowed, if there's anybody in this room today that needs Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, or you need to rededicate your life to God, I want to pray with you and I want to pray for you. So would you just raise your hand so I know who you are, so I can, anywhere in the room, you need Christ, you need to rededicate your life to God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I don't see any hands. Father, if there happened to be anyone here that's in the category that I mentioned, may the Spirit of the God go with them. And they won't be satisfied doing anything until they stop and rededicate their life or accept you as Christ, as their Savior. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.